think cost controls are only part of the answer, because if you ratchet down prices, or however you do that, you still can see utilization jump up. And so I think it's a broader solution than just saying, well, we ought to figure out how to make prices lower. I think you need to make consumers more aware of what some of the choices are. I think we've got to come up with some creative solutions when it comes to particular communities that are adversely affected. We need to use technology to help us in some of this work around controlling costs. And the flip side is we also want to provide sufficient access. So we're really looking also at things like telemedicine, telehealth. How can that help particularly people in more isolated communities or communities where there aren't the same cadre of specialists that you might have in the Denver metro area, for example?
Listeners hear these buzzwords, integrated or coordinated care. What does that mean?
So right now, as you know, it's interesting. The American healthcare system is very much about individual choice. Sometimes patients do doctor shopping, they do pharmacy shopping, they do emergency room shopping. And in an integrated system, you're trying to manage some of those decisions alongside of the patient, not, you know, for them, but alongside of them. So in an integrated system, for example, you may say it's important for you to have a primary care doctor that's taking care of you. And while sometimes people like to shop for different specialists, they may not need that. So trying to make sure you're getting care in the right place at the right time. And primary care doctors are known for their ability to coordinate care and make some of those decisions in concert with the patient.
What about the impact of social aspects like literacy, housing, and transportation?
That's a great question, because there is just the pure price part of healthcare. But if patients can't get to see a doctor because they're working a couple of jobs and doctors are available only during a sort of traditional workday, or patients don't have even the economic means to get to a place of care because they've got to take a couple of buses, avoiding care down the road ends up costing us a lot more money. So we talk in healthcare about the social determinants of health, which include, you know, housing, your economic status, and many other things, and really having a comprehensive solution to all of that. And behavioral health or mental health is also important, because most physical diseases have a behavioral health component to them, either in ensuring that you follow the treatment protocol, or there's just an unintended consequence. If you find out you're getting a very bad diagnosis, this could lead to depression and a lot of other consequences.
And certainly there are challenges in access to mental health in rural Colorado as well.
Absolutely. And again, that's why one of the solutions around some of our healthcare access issues is telemedicine, because being able to have a conversation over Skype or any other method that you might choose solves the problem, and it's more convenient for the patient, and it taps on the existing specialists that we do have in certain metro areas.
There's a lot of outrage out there about executive compensation at health insurance companies. How do major providers and hospitals reinvest revenues back into mountain communities?
So I think that while there's outrage about salaries or things like that, that really isn't the main problem in healthcare. The main problem is healthcare is very expensive. The good news is about some of the innovations and the discoveries that we're coming up with, whether it's being able to cure things like hepatitis C or giving people who have multiple sclerosis the ability to live a more productive life. These things cost a lot of money. So that's the good news, and I know it translates into higher costs. And it's not that differentiated in terms of the mountain communities versus any place else. I think it's just a fundamental problem that we have in our healthcare system. Giving somebody a longer life doesn't necessarily result in some payback, right? I mean, return on investment analysis for healthcare is, I can go climb 14ers even if I'm 65, or I can live till I'm 100 and enjoy my family and my grandkids, but there isn't necessarily a payback for that. So I think it's a complicated problem. The problem in the mountain communities is one more that I think we're very empathetic to, that you don't always have a consistent population. You have seasonal populations, but you still have to build an infrastructure and staff up for those times when you have high peak seasons.
What's your perspective on the future of a public option or the idea of some sort of universal health coverage as we see in virtually all other industrialized nations?
To me, it is a national solution if we ever get there. I absolutely don't think we're going to get there in the next 4 years. And I think our failure to solve some of these healthcare cost problems and access problems will bring it back again to a conversation, maybe again not given the kind of Republican control that we're going to see in the next 4 years. But yes, people have to have insurance, and we've got to address the fact that our healthcare outcomes are worse than most industrialized countries. And the primary reason is that they provide universal care.
We already heard back the result that it doesn't look like we're going to go back to a one region, right? So the state is broken off into regions. So what's next?
So we've been meeting since the single rating region report came out in August of this year. A number of us, including four legislators from the mountain communities, have been meeting to talk about the problems. And I think it's been a great education for many of the people at the table, health plans, hospitals, physician groups, community clinics, and our legislators. We have had three sessions. We have one more on November 17th, and we're going to be identifying a number of solutions that we can take on and I think bring to the legislature in the next session. Some of them we can work on administratively here, but I don't think we'll see the single rating region as a solution because it was literally taking the balloon and squeezing the air and putting it someplace else. We'd rather see that the balloon is the right size, and so we'll work on a number of proposals to accomplish that.
Well, we hope to hear more about that soon. Donna Lynn is Lieutenant Governor of Colorado. Thanks for speaking to Community Radio, KDNK.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you.